Hello and welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandee. Today's topic is Awakening to Your True Self. This is the most important topic of all. It is the most important topic for each one of us. This is what we're looking for in this life. We are looking to awaken to our true self. We're looking to awaken to pure, true joy, to truth, to happiness, to wisdom, and perceive life exactly as it is, without filters of the intellect, of our emotions, of our bodies, of what we can feel, what we can hear, without filters at all. Calling numbers for people who want to connect on air with me today, 888-815-9756, toll free, worldwide, 888-815-9756. Remember, you can go to my website also, which is www.joycelestial.com. Just go there, download free stuff, listen to the audios, read the articles. You can open your free account. That will give you instant access to all the materials that are there, which is obviously free. Just go there, have a look at what this website has to offer you. Things will grow in the future, but open your free account, learn the techniques that are there, and then let me know your feedback. Now, today is a wide topic, and obviously everyone can talk about it in a complete different way, because awakening to your true self, it means that there is a true self, but the way to get to this true self, it can be totally different according to where you're coming from. If you have a center and you're part of a circle, depending from where you are on the circumference of the circle, then your road will be totally different. You will see different landscapes. You will meet different people. But where are you aiming to is the center. The center, what is the center? The center is who you are. And now, this is an important question.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, just stick around. We do apologize. We're going to try to get our host right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello?
Ah, there we are. We're going to put you back on the air. Your audience is tuning into us right now, so I'm going to put you right back on so they don't miss you, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, we are back. Sorry. Please stay tuned. No matter what will happen, we will be back until the end of the show. The most important question you must ask yourself is obviously the question that everybody asks everywhere you go when you have to deal with spiritual matters, spiritual things. The question is simple. Who are you? And the answer is dot, 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 dot. The answer to this question, unfortunately, does not exist. Does not exist. Now, why Do you have to ask yourself this question? You have to ask yourself this question because you have inquiring, and you have to start being. This question is meant for you to create a reaction in your system so that you will stop inquiring and you will start being awareness. Is there a part in your body where you can say that you can say that defines you? There is no part in your body that can say that defines you. If somebody takes your heart out of your body, nobody would come there and says, "Yes, this is John." Nobody would ever say that. Somebody takes your brain out of your head. Is there any part of the brain where could recognize that is you? There's not a part in your whole physical body that can say, "This is you." Scientists have also noted that the more they go into a center of a cell, the more they see that there is more to go into. The more they go into the center of what they see, or they see that there's another nucleus with another center, the more they go into there, the more they discover there's another nucleus. The more they go deeper and deeper and deeper, the more they discover. At some point, they realize that there's a lot of space around them, and the more they go to the center, they can never find it. So where is your center? Where are you? You're down of empty space, right? So you cannot be the body. Can you be your emotions? Well, your emotions are changing. There's nothing stable in your emotion that can say, "Well, this is me." Today you're angry, tomorrow you're happy, next day you're sad. The one after you are a little bit joyful, enthusiastic, another one you're bored. Where are you? You're not your emotions. Also, you face your emotions face to face. Once you learn how to do that, you face them face to face, what you will see is that they will dissolve. So where are you? Wherever you go, wherever you try to get into the center of something, the more that thing will dissolve away. Are you your thoughts? Are you your ideas? Well, no, first of all, ideas and thoughts are universally rooted, not individually rooted, don't belong to anyone. Second, they're still changing. They are part of the cycles of life. Today you think one thing, tomorrow you forgot it. You've lost memory of what you had. Might be there somewhere. But even if you realize, even if you re-identify yourself with one of your thoughts, are you just that? Can you say you're just that? Then if you're that, then why do you need to eat? Then why do you need to have emotion? Why do you need to interact? Doesn't make sense, right? So who are you? This question cannot be answered. But you stop inquiring. What will happen is you will start going to the ground upon which all your emotions, all your ideas, all your forms, all your, including the physical body, you start going to that ground upon which all these things, which we will call perceptions for now, and appearances are based. They need a ground through which they can prosper, through which life, as we know it, can be experienced. What is the ground? The ground is consciousness. Well, you are consciousness. You're not a form. You're not anyone. You are just consciousness expressing itself. Once you stop inquiring, this ground starts to reveal itself to you. And since you're not there anymore, consciousness will reflect itself. And once you start reflecting itself, that's the moment. Through the tool of reflection that you can perceive the universe, the higher planes, the inner planes, whatever it is that is in creation and beyond. It's an expansion of your awareness. And your awareness is obviously already totally expanded. Expansion means that process you're going through to eliminate the process. Now, if we want this, really, because we want to understand what life is about, we want to have a joyful life, we want to have a happy life, but if we are stuck in the cycle of dualities, of the cycles of life, we will never have what we're looking for, because these things are totally impermanent, these things are totally changing from one day to another day, therefore we will never get to the center. The center is the consciousness. Yet the rest is just spies around it, which will never give you any reference, let's say. Now, where do you look for what can And here we go again. Thank you for staying in line. So where is it that you're looking for? You're looking for a great life. And it's okay, because once you understand and live by the true ground of your true being, then you have things around you for the joy of living them. For the joy, you practice meditation. Do your practices for the joy of them. Once you practice for the joy of them, because they are finally a part of yourself, the expression of yourself, your life is starting to change. There are so many more things you will understand. You will live through. Your life starts to reflect pure joy. Now, I know many people say, and everyone, I think, should know how to do it, because it's the most important thing to be able, first of all, to live from that ground, and second, to manifest a life that is joyful, that is positive. Best way to do this is not to jump from your present condition, which is rooted in whatever is impermanent, to another condition. You don't jump, let me repeat that, which is really important. This is an important point. You don't jump from your present condition, ruled by your limiting perception, by all your filters, based upon things that are changing. Therefore, you cannot grab really anything. You don't jump from the condition you're living now into another one. That means struggle. That means suffering. That means making it difficult. What you do is you rest your mind, you stop inquiring, you get back to the ground, which is awareness. And from there, you're not identified, you're not slave of your condition anymore. From there, you rest gently your awareness on a better life, and you will see magic coming into your life. This is a great secret. How do you do that? Relaxation, practices, and relaxation after the practices. Meditation, and rest after that. The techniques are a bridge towards the state of total rest and expansive perceptions of awareness. Thought forms, emotions, feelings are different things. Now, in yoga, a state of feeling is totally different than a state of an emotion, of emotional state. A state of feeling is a state, I cannot even call it a state, is the pure awareness of an energy that is not angular anymore, that has become linear. The energy is angular when it's trapped inside two cycles of existence, which is the upper cycle and then the down cycle. When this energy is trapped into these up and down cycles, the energy is angular. Emotions, thought forms create conflict, create problems, create worries and anxieties. Meditation will stop these two cycles, will balance them, making them small and small and small. This is one way. There can be other ways, or make them active, both of them at the same time. You will go into an inner plane with both the upper cycle and the down cycle are energized, and then they collapse, they disappear, leaving you into that pure feeling, awareness of feeling, that is the perceptive state of awareness, the ground for your life. From that moment on, your inquirings have stopped and you can just be free. From that moment on, if you remember it, because at that point there's nothing more that you want, if you can't remember it, then just rest your mind gently of a beautiful life. Your life will change like magic. When you see, when you look at the table, when you touch something material, you have to understand that eventually, it will not have a difference from something that is perceived in your thought. If you can just for now have that trust and faith that all that you see, all that you think, all that you can touch, all that you see, everything is just a perception. A perception of who? A perception of the awareness present within you. It's just an appearance of that presence within you. Without any difference. Something that you perceive is not more or less present than something else that you don't perceive. Something that you perceive is not more or less present than something else that you perceive. All perceptions are equal. When you start to see life as equally present in its manifestation, you start breaking the cycles. That cycle is equal to taking a plate in your hands and crushing it down. This is the practice of seeing perceptions as equal. Crash it down. There's no plate anymore. Only awareness. You've lost the plate. You've lost your inquiring mind. That doesn't mean you've lost your awareness and your understanding. Okay? The understanding comes from direct perception of awareness, from direct perception, from direct knowledge, intuition. You've lost that part of your mind that needs to inquire and classify between the two opposites. You break down the plate. There it is. Now you're free to whatever you want. You're free to realize whatever you want to realize. You're free to bring into your life whatever you want to bring into your life, because you've broken that link that says, that requires time, fatigue, and effort to bring an idea into physical form. That link is your perception, is an idea, is an appearance. If you live in the realm of duality, then you have to stay by its laws. If you feel all perceptions as equal, there is not one perception that dominates over another one. You break all the cycles. Techniques are highly, highly helpful because the same laws are actually operating in this dual world. Through the dual world, you break the cycles and you go back. But the technique is only the tool through which you break the plate down. Then you have to rest your mind. You break down, and this is where it takes courage, let me tell you. You need to be able to die at yourself. This is how you die at yourself. Because when you break the plate down, you break down your identity. You're not there anymore. The sense of self that you had before is totally broken. But what is that sense? That sense is the perception of your life history. Your history, what you did before, what you did 1 year ago, what have you been doing, what have you been building up until this life, up until now, the big play you've been playing, to just break it. Don't look what you're looking for. Don't look at what you're looking for in the past from the, you know, don't try to get it from the past. You always try to look for somewhere else. Maybe soon, maybe tomorrow, maybe in the past. Maybe I left it behind. I have so much regret upon that. These are all little perceptions put together. They don't belong to you. Thought forms, emotions, they're not you. Agreements and disagreements, right or wrong. I see people talking. Sometimes I just retire myself and I say to myself, especially when I come here to these retreats, which are wonderful. And I'm the teacher and I try to do my best in order for people to have an experience of their true self. And what happens? At the beginning, they start talking. They start saying, yes, I agree upon this. No, I disagree upon that. Not with me, in general, the table. Right or wrong. They bring all their crap here. And slowly, slowly, something happens. Magic happens. Magic. This is what real magic is about. Magic happens. Everything is past. It's not them anymore. Why people contrive themselves into a reality made of their own thoughts, of their own emotions, and say, this is me. This is not you. Get rid of it. Break the plate down. And what is more important to understand, they start complaining. They start saying, my life is terrible. They start complaining about their own life. I would like more. And the most important thing that I should say, don't complain about your life. You are perceiving what you see, what you feel, what you know, whatever you think, whatever your ideas is about, whatever you see, whatever you touch, whatever you can see at a distance. There's a perception. Where? Present in your awareness. What is it that makes you understand that that is it? Who are you? Are you those feelings? Are you those emotions? No. You are that part of yourself that is aware of that emotion, that is aware of that touch, that is aware of that thought. Step back. If you don't step back all the time. Anytime you think you have a right of something, every time you think you get back to something, every time you say, yes, now I'm stepping back, and now I'm here in this place, that is the moment where you're actually stepping. You need to step back more. One step back from that.
take step backs, step back, do it now. Step back from listening, stand back from the person who's listening, the other one that is listening, stand back from the person who's seeing all this. And if you realize now I'm in the place of awareness, step back from that, step back. If you don't step back, you live in the dual world. Suffering, just caused by you to other people, is caused by everyone to you, because we live in the cycle. No matter what you receive, no matter what you get, no matter what you give, then there's an up and down, there's an up and down, there's an up and down. You're stuck in the cycle. If you don't awaken to your true nature, you will suffer. Because you will cause suffering, that's inevitable. And you will cause suffering. Your true nature. Let me take a deep breath for a moment, sorry. If you could just say, with your eyes closed, at the beginning, and for a moment, at the end of a breath, being aware of that nothingness at the end of an out-breath. Take a deep breath in. At the moment the in-breath stops, there is a tiny point where everything stops. Still, your awareness is high. Breathe out again. At the moment of when the breath stops, all at once, open your eyes. And close your eyes back, breathing in up. At the moment the breath stops, when you're full, open your eyes at that moment. You're flushing your awareness into reality. You're uniting two worlds. The world of duality and the world of awareness. These two worlds come together into one. That's your true nature. You have no space in the world. You have no space anywhere. And I know the mind cannot understand these things. That's why you have to stop inquiring. There is awareness. There are perceptions. Perceptions are part of the awareness process. When you start to become aware, when you start to become absolutely free from your own perception, it does not mean the perception will not exist anymore. The perception will be absolutely present. They are part of what it is. They are not independent of awareness. Awareness is with them, like the sea and its color, like the sea and the waves. They are part of the same thing, part of the same nature, of the same thing. Everything is already accomplished. You don't have to move from one cycle to another in order to get from one point to the point of accomplishment. The accomplishment lies in understanding that your awareness embraces all perceptions as they are. They are totally present, and there is no process of these perceptions to come into perfection. Because there is no time and space, there is no time, there is not a process from which you go to where you need to get. You need that process if you live in the world of duality, in the world of process, in the world of time. But we need it. I'm not saying don't need it, but there are moments where you absolutely reawaken to that state. It's not a state. Totally perfect awareness in that absolute moment, in the absolute center. No time, no space, only instantaneous presence, instantaneous accomplishment, instantaneous life. This is life. This is it. It's not the past. It's not the future. It's not even the present. There's no time. There's nothing. It's there. All-encompassing. Everything is already accomplished. Your soul, your happiness is already accomplished. Perceptions are not independent. It's no a different nature than the awareness itself. If they seem something, if all of a sudden they create a concept, they create a pattern in your mind, all of a sudden we come back into a state of slavery, and then what do? Start understanding the pattern not as the one thing that has power, but understand the pattern as composed by many smaller parts. If you cannot give up the pattern all at once, understand that it is composed by many smaller parts, and this pattern can be emotional, the ideal, coming from the ideas, thoughts, physical pattern, smaller parts, and you will see that you can give up smaller parts, always more and more, because this is the nature of things that never will have a center. When I actually say you can get to the center of something, that means to the perception, intuitive perception of its source, of its creation, of what is at the center. What is it at the center? It's only the ground on which everything is based on. Divide the pattern into more smaller patterns. Then you will realize it is just a bunch of things put together. There is no nothing. And the smaller part, one day you will recognize that it's part of another pattern as well. It is not. These patterns have not independent nature. These patterns are things, however, perceptions put together, creating an appearance, a form. How to realize your true nature here and now? You can do it or not. Or not do it. You cannot escape your true nature anyway, because what you are, you are. It's not difficult to be yourself. You are already. You are. You are. Step back. Start stepping back. You will not lose yourself. The appearance of death is just because you're stepping back from your perceived reality, what you thought it was you. And also that thought that connected you to the thought of you that will disappear. I think this is me. That process that makes you think that is you is a perception also, that one. Just cut out that perception. Find yourself back into the presence. How do you do that? Use the techniques the most comfortable for you. Once you've finished the technique, rest. Abandon yourself, step back. This is the end of all conflicts, including conflicts with the present moment, including emotional conflicts, thoughts. We have a war of thoughts between ourselves. We want to do something, then we don't want to do it because we have other reasons, and then emotions come up. Stop it. Sensations, end of all conflicts, they're stopped. And at this point, what will happen, you will see what will happen. You will just start to manifest the radiance of your being, the radiance of being present the radiance of being of real, pure benefit. To who? To life. To life. And you will speak. You will speak words of benefit. You will not even analyze it. You will not know how. Fear. Perception that is not more powerful than another perception. It's all equal. It's gone. Accepted or not accepted in the world. Perceptions. It's all equal. It's not part of you. It has been with you for many years. That's fine. Years of perception. Everything is equal. Break the plate down. Being active, being passive. Things do not matter anymore. Whatever form, you will live harmoniously in the forms of life without having to think that that is the best thing to do, because you live directly in the perception of all things in the presence. Therefore, there is perfect guidance towards right action, right decision, righteousness. What is right? When is right? Not because you are good at it, not because you understand and you are smart. That is the right thing to do at that moment. Simply because you live from a state of pure accomplishment, where nothing else can be created than just pure accomplishment. For whatever you do is right. Whatever you do is perfect. And I'm not saying this is a state that is a state or awareness. This is highly achievable for everyone right now at this moment. I mean, I'm saying for people who are ready, it is. Why not? But you will see some people hide behind this concept. They will make excuses to be not of benefit. And that is where, you know, they're stuck in their perceptions. This is where you know who's fake or who's not. Now, reevaluation of all that you've done until now will happen if you go through that process. But the awareness comes up. Some people said, and I met some people said, well, I've been spending years and years in myself for this. Now I realize that it's not necessary anymore. How do you do? Well, why don't you start living the life you love? Why don't you start living the life you enjoy? You probably did all these steps to get to a point. You could enjoy it. And if people say, well, if everything is equal, what is the difference of living a life that I don't enjoy and living a life that I enjoy? But the answer is so simple. If everything is equal, why not? It's that simple, right? You don't have to even ask yourself kind of questions like this. Just live a life that you enjoy the most, for the joy of it. The joy coming from the pure awareness is a feeling state that is pure joy, pure awareness, pure expansion. That is the joy that is in tune with real life. It is not the worldly joy that today makes you happy and tomorrow makes you sad. It is not like you win the lottery that you jump up to the roof and say, wah! And tomorrow you're exhausted. Is it a joy that is always present, always new, no matter what? No matter what, it's that feeling of the inside. It's an inner smile going up, the spiritual path itself. Is that joy? Is the appearance of it dangerous? Most people are stuck in the glamour of it. And just spirituality, techniques, yoga, whatever is your practice, can have a glamour, can have a beautiful and charming appearance. And there's nothing wrong with it. The problem is getting stuck in it. When you get stuck, the problem is that the practice is not giving you the result it is supposed to give you, because the result it is supposed to give you is to take you away from the cycle of suffering. On a BBS radio, please. Do we have a problem with the lines? For the toll-free number, just avoid it. Go to the website on BBS radio and have a look. There are the direct lines over there. If you want to call, just call one of those numbers, the direct lines. Okay, so forget about the toll-free number. For now, we have a problem with it. And thank you for all the people who are trying to call. I deeply appreciate it, and I will appreciate also if you will be able to send me an email. And to do so, just go to my website, which is www.joycelestial.com. Then you write me an email from the order form, from the contact page. Or I can tell you my email right now, livejoy@joycelestial.com. Now I am on a Thai island, therefore I'm not sure that I will be able to reply you right away. But as soon as I will get to an internet point somehow, if they fix here the connections as well, I will be happy to reply you. We were guidance towards the right action. Right actions, right decisions, righteousness, right living. What we say in yoga is being active, but at the same time, totally centered, and from our centeredness, inaction, and action in inaction. What does that mean? That means that the two worlds of duality and of pure awareness merge together into one, and that's a state of realization. You cannot be inactive in action, while performing an action, this is what I mean, or you cannot be You cannot act while you are inactive. If you don't unite into one awareness and perceptions, what will happen? Obviously, this is where I was, reevaluating all that you have done, the spiritual path. Tend to disappear because life will take the hand. When life starts to take the upper hand, the spiritual path is not a path anymore. It is the joy of spirit manifested everywhere in life. And when I called this show Awareness of the Soul, because to be aware of the soul means that you need to step back of the soul. From stepping back of your soul, you are in spirit. Be in spirit to be aware of your soul. What is your soul? Your soul, according to one of my spiritual teachers, and I think that this is most beautiful way of describing it, and I really love it, is your memory track. The memory track includes all the systems, all the patterns that are in your soul, that are in your energetical system, in your ideas, in your emotions. Be aware of your soul. That means stepping back of your soul, being in spirit, finally reuniting the two worlds into awareness, breaking down the plate, reawakening to open space, all at once. Just breathing again. Let's take a whole deep breath. I want to see if I have some other points that I want to share with you. Breathing in. Breathe out. Again, breathing in once more. Another thing I've been talking about in all these radio shows are the eight aspects of God. What are they? There are eight. They serve a purpose. The purpose is to manifest this world as it is from a source. The consciousness of God, vibrating itself, emanated these eight forces. These eight forces are everywhere beyond each manifestation. These eight forces are everywhere. When you are the pure awareness of things, when you see that all perceptions are equal, when you see yourself, these eight powers are within your soul all at once. No need to manifest one, two, three, four of them. They are totally present, everywhere, anytime, here and now, or beyond here and now, no time, no space, nothing, just there, present. That is when you can rest your mind on the beauty of life. This is when the beauty of life starts to come out of your own being, starts to say who you really are, starts to say, start to live by what you're supposed to live. This is how you're going to live your dharma. Is how you're going to live your purpose, a perfect benefit. Connect. Connect. From this point on, something magic happens. Something magic happens. Let me repeat that. There is that state of pure grace. Grace coming. Grace means that you don't have to do anything. That problem of doing has disappeared. This grace means you don't have to do things. Something descends on you. Something, you're aware of something. Something descends on you. That is the perfect union of things. When you break that veil that separates the two worlds, that is the grace of God coming into your life. And you have the keys. You know why? God has given you the keys because you have access to your own consciousness. You have the power to be self-conscious. Now, this concept of being self-conscious has obviously different meanings because depending on you. One is being self-centered. It could be, it could be thought as being self-centered. The other one is being conscious of the self. The self is the ground upon which your mind is resting. Pure awareness of your being, pure awareness of your soul, pure awareness of everything. Now, there are certain exercises that people can do in order to step back. First of all, ask yourself, what do you want? What do I want from life right now? Then ask yourself, what is this giving me? And you will see that you will already substitute one of your perceptions for another one. This is another stepping back. Then you will say, why this is giving me this? What is this giving me now? You will step back and continue to step back. And what is this giving me? And continue to ask questions. Infinitely, 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 infinitely. you will see. Two things might happen. One, you will never stop. And you will experience the sense of suffering in cycle. The sense of suffering is being stuck in the cycle that we all experience. Or at some point you will stop inquiring. You will just rest. You just broken the plate a little bit. Just break it down. Just break it down. What do I want? What is this giving me? What is this giving me? And again, till you stop. In a spiritual path, I've seen, sometimes I could not understand, because people would say something of one kind of nature, and then another great teacher would say something a little different. And even seeing teachers sometimes contradict himself. And some other people seem to be totally coherent, and I could not understand who was saying the truth and who was saying who was saying the false, you know what I mean? And what happened? Because I could recognize as true both of their realities, but at the same time, I could not understand what they seemed to be. There seemed to be a contradiction. And then I realized, obviously, reality comprehends two opposites. You cannot talk about the realm of spirit and understand it completely in this world, because at some point the realm of spirit will try to put the positive side and the negative side together to bring it into the state of oneness, into perfect accomplishment. And my mind at that point stopped inquiring. A more beautiful life started to happen. Well, I think for today is enough, and I want to thank you for listening to this show. Please come back next Saturday, 10 p.m., Los Angeles time. Thank you to all the people who are listening to this radio show, and I want to say thank you to Europe, Italy, London, or wherever, Australia, Thailand, everyone, Mexico, everyone, thank you so much for listening. I'll be here next week. Feel free to write me an email, livejoy@joycelestial.com, and feel free to visit my website, www.joycelestial.com. Thank you to this radio who's hosting beautiful radio shows. This is a beautiful radio. I highly suggest you become a member so that you can download all the past episodes of this radio show and also of other radio shows. There's a wealth of information, and I'm sure there's lots of good stuff. Thank you for listening. Awareness of the soul. Goodbye from Vincent Sandee.